my failure. My failure.
My divorce.
I felt totally bamboozled.
And I thought, this has to end. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this
anymore. Here's poet and mother Jessica Kerr Moore.
When I met my future son, my world was so full of light. In 1995, I moved to Brooklyn, New York to pursue my love for poetry. Within 5 months, my life changed rapidly. I went on Showtime at the Apollo. I won doing poetry. I became an Apollo legend. I signed autographs on the street. For most people, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened to me. But the biggest thing that ever happened to me in 1995, after moving there, after my father passed away, was meeting my son, Omari. Omari was just 3 months old when I met him. His dad, Sharif, became one of my closest friends in New York City. I fell in love with Omari, probably with his dad, all at once. By the time Omari was 3 years old, I was Sharif's girlfriend. We lived in Harlem, and we were preparing to get married. I remember when Omari told me, called me mommy for the first time. He would do it in private when no one else was watching, kind of testing me. He would say, mommy, and I would answer. And I thought that was enough. It was enough for me. When Omari turned 4 years old, Sharif and I had a very large wedding in New York City in the Cloisters. Mommy and daddy were getting married. I never imagined what being a stepmom was or meant. We never used the term in our house because I was not Omari's stepmother. I was his full-time mother. Omari's biological mother was diagnosed with acute paranoid schizophrenia. And so I took on a son and his dad, and also took on a person who was dealing with the disease in a very up-close way. Because I was a public figure in New York City, oftentimes his biological mother would come out to my shows and verbally attack me, and it was a difficult time. So we decided when we got married to start a peaceful life in Atlanta, Georgia, where I could openly be Omari's mommy, raise him and as my own, and you know, not have anyone question or judge. And what happened after that was something that you never think of when you're a girl in love, because you think you're going to live happily ever after. I never expected to have to fight for my son. But in 2002, my marriage was falling apart in Atlanta, and I decided that I would have to file for a divorce. It was the most difficult decision in the world because I knew with the divorce it meant that I wouldn't see my son every day. Before I moved to Atlanta, we had a lawyer that told us when we got married that I should file to become Omari's adopted parent, and I should solicit his biological mother for parental rights because I was his full-time mother and I was his full-time parent and caregiver. I wiped his butt. I taught him to read. I saw him to his first day at preschool. As a woman, I didn't want to take away his biological mother's rights as a parent. It is the biggest failure decision of my life. Because I did not legally adopt my son, even though I was his mother, when I divorced his father, he quickly began keeping my son from me. In our divorce papers, there was a paragraph that I wrote that said, the lawyer wrote that said, Jessica has been a mother figure to her son his entire life, and the best thing would be for him to be able to have a relationship with her. And he crossed it out with a pen, even though it wasn't a legal thing, it didn't matter. And it stayed. The fact that he crossed it out hurt. And if you asked me, this is why I married my best friend, you know? And I never would think that I would ever be in a position where I'd have to use a court to see a child that I'd raised and that I loved. And so the fight began where I would call and want to see my son. And I kept his bedroom the same for a year. And I've wanted to tell Omari that I'm sorry. He's 18, and because of the time period that lapsed between he was 9 years old when I left his father until he was about 11, I got pregnant with my first biological son. I cried my first trimester because all I missed was my baby, my first son. And I didn't know how to explain it to people because nobody understood. People would say, you could just have another baby. Or is he really worth fighting for? Is it that deep, Jessica? And there were no books, because when I would go to the social science places and psychology, family services places, nobody understood that I loved my son the way any mother loved her son. And that paperwork never meant anything to me. So the hardest thing for me now, because as this failure continues to follow me, is that I have, after he was 11, I was allowed to reunite with Omari. I haven't missed a birthday since then. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Now he's an 18-year-old in college, but because of the time period that he was being kept from me so he could be deprogrammed into not being my son anymore, when we talk on the phone, I could tell he doesn't know what to call me. But I'm the only mother he's ever had. And I call, I say, hey, Omari, it's me. You know, I know he knows I'm his mommy, but we haven't been able to quite work that out yet because of the space. And so I feel like I didn't do what as good as a mother as I thought I was. And as much as I tried to be the best mom in the world, because when you're not the biological parent, you have to work extra hard to get the respect that other mothers get naturally. I failed my son by not taking the extra step and doing what would help to protect him and his heart so that he could always have someone I know that he needed in his life. And that was me. This is a poem I wrote for him when I was going through, when he was being kept from me. When I don't write, I break. Glass, throw ceramic cups into walls. I crawl into tight spaces. I hide from myself. How am I supposed to grieve the death of a child that is not dead, just missing from his room, his bed, his life? I don't know how to reprogram myself into not being his mother anymore. It is all I have known of motherhood. I am introduced at his 10th birthday as Jessica. I have not missed one of his parties since 3. I'm asked, why am I late? And I want to say, this time and this public space doesn't count. I want to ask, why haven't I seen my son in 9 months? I say nothing. I enjoy the private time we sneak on the roller skating rink. We catch up on summer camp and how it feels to be 10 as we race in circles. He says he feels different, and he is. It is these smiles and this moment that is genuine. Tonight will be peaceful, I tell myself, crying as we drive away. Depression is loud and ugly. Tonight I will gain control, have faith in the love from my first son, even as the moon comes down on this day. Thank you.
That was Jessica Care Moore telling her story of failure. You can find out more about Failure Lab and hear more stories at failure-lab.com.